Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Brian McFadden, who won Super Bowls with the Steelers, also lost that one to Green Bay in 2010. B-Mac, I'm sorry to bring that up, but I'm setting up a question, and it's this. If Aaron Rodgers was a 10 out of 10 as a quarterback, when you faced him that night in Dallas, what do you think he is now on that 1 to 10 scale?
I'll say between 6 and 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll say between 6 and 7.
That
and
seems high to me.
That is, yeah, the reason why I say that is because the above-the-shoulder game is something that he has that a lot of quarterbacks don't have, the cerebral nature in which he plays the quarterback position. And then also, too, Pony, let's keep it real. The last 5-6 ball games for Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets, he really played some of his best football. Now, why? Why? We don't know. Maybe, you know, he was finally healthy. Maybe, you know, the protection was better. Clearly, when Fashanu, you know, was in the lineup, the protection was a lot better. So, who knows? But he played better football than our starting quarterback in Russell Wilson the last 5-6 ball games of the season.
Well, he also got to play easier teams. I mean, he was great in that Jags game. They scored 32 points in the last four. The next week, they went to the Rams and scored 9, B-Mac. And then the second-to-last game of the year, they got beat 40-14 by the Bills. He was 12 of 18 for 112 and 2 picks. That's not better ball. He stunk.
Well, so let's look at the last 6 games. I don't have the numbers in front of me. My, to your point about playing better and good teams, regardless of who you're facing off against, it's your job to put forth the effort. Now, sometimes it might be an easier task, depending on who you're playing against. But he wasn't just the only person on the football field. What was the other 10 guys doing, right? Were they doing what they were supposed to do? Because last time I checked, if a quarterback doesn't have the sound protection that he's needing, if the wide receivers are not doing what they need to do and create separation, you could look below average. We just saw that with Pat Mahomes in 3/4 of play against Philly.
Yes, but that was also in the Super Bowl. That was not in Week 17 when your team's 5-10, B-Mac.
We've seen some of the best quarterbacks struggle in regular season play against stout competition or against less than competition, right? We've seen it.
Sure.
You've seen it. You watch a lot of football.
Yes.
It's happened. So now if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, is Aaron Rodgers a better option than what you currently have in the building?
I would say slightly, yes. But I'm not completely convinced he's better than Mason Rudolph. I'm not. Are you?
Well, you know what? No slight on Mason Rudolph.
But you're going to say something derogatory about him right now. I can hear it coming.
No, I'm just going to give an honest opinion. I think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback and option than Mason Rudolph right now. Yes, I do. We got to understand something. For whatever reason,
yeah,
Pittsburgh allowed Mason Rudolph to leave after getting them into the playoffs, right? And then when he left, he didn't go into a situation where he was a starter. He went into a situation where he was the backup to Will Levis.
Right.
And eventually he jumped into the saddle.
I agree with that. But the entire NFL could have signed Aaron Rodgers. He was a free agent for the first time in his entire career. And the only two teams that seemed to be interested were the Giants, who stink, and the Steelers. What does that tell you about Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career, Brian?
Well, at this point in his career, he's not the great Aaron Rodgers that we grew up cheering and applauding for. That's number one. And number two, the two teams that wanted him clearly didn't have a better option in the building than Aaron Rodgers. That's why. Every other team that could utilize a quarterback, they probably felt like they were in a position to draft one.
Yep.
To be in a better place future-wise, or they just need to go ahead and do what they need to do. Like your point, the Giants, did they have a better option? DeVito? Danny DeVito?
No.
No, I'm sorry, not Danny DeVito.
Tommy DeVito, but the Danny DeVito part was funny. So B-Mac, you feel good in saying that you think right now at 41 that Aaron Rodgers is definitively a better quarterback than Justin Fields. You feel that way?
No, I'm not saying that.
All right. No. I mean, that was right there for you.
Personally,
you could have done that.
I didn't make the decision, though, Pony.
I know. I'm not talking to Rooney right now. We're having a nice discussion with each other.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of this move, and I'm trying to figure out where you are on it. That's all.
Listen, I wanted us to try to retain Justin Fields, and they tried, right? Unless you got some information. I don't know. I thought they tried.
I don't think they tried very hard. It's only $20 million a year. I think that I don't think they look at him as a franchise quarterback.
Okay, so if they didn't,
yep.
Right? If they didn't, that's what they wanted. And clearly, the coaches, Mike T, they saw more of Justin Fields than we did as fans. They saw him every day in the building, practices, meeting reps, everything. So they didn't offer him what he got in New York. So clearly, they were okay in doing that. So Mike Tomlin seems to be the individual that has been driving this train.
Yes.
So if he felt more inclined for Aaron Rodgers, let's see how it plays out. But we also got to say this now. Let's keep it real.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers was like the third option. Number one option, we wanted to try to trade for Matthew Stafford. Stafford said no, right? Number two, to your point, they offered Justin Fields something. Clearly, the finances were not up to his liking. He signed with the Jets. So now the third option is who? Aaron Rodgers. So it wasn't like Aaron Rodgers was the first option. It was other potential suitors Pittsburgh wanted to see if they can get him. They didn't. So now Aaron Rodgers is the next best available option right now.
Do you think the Steelers will win a playoff game this year with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback?
I think they could, but do I think it could happen right now? I'm not quite ready to say that, but I'll say this.
Yep.
I think, as I stated, I think Aaron Rodgers is a better option than Mason Rudolph. So because of that, I can see Pittsburgh winning 9 to 10 games, being able to get into the playoffs. And that's what you will want to be in the tournament to try to have a fighting chance. Now, granted, as of late, we haven't had such playoff success. We know about that. But can Aaron Rodgers be that piece to kind of get them back into a playoff position? I think so.
I don't know, man. The last time I really thought he was a big-time playoff performer, I hate to bring it up for a second time, was when he beat you. I think Aaron Rodgers has got a reputation that he shrinks in playoff games.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Yep.
If you don't think so,
yep.
The last 2 years in 2024,
yep.
We saw Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, start at quarterback,
mm-hmm.
Got into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
2023, we had Mr. Trubisky, Mason Rudolph,
Kenny.
And Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So when you look at, and let's go back to 2023 season, all three quarterbacks you watched at that time.
Yep.
And let's just throw out Mason Rudolph's name for sake of argument.
Mm-hmm.
Is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback option than Kenny Pickett?
Is he a better option than Kenny Pickett? Is that what you said? I lost you for a second.
I'm talking about the quarterbacks we had in 2023.
Right.
From what we saw in 2023 with Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph, and we're throwing Mason Rudolph's name out of this conversation for sake of argument, right? Would you say this Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback option than what we had in 2023 with Trubisky and Kenny Pickett?
Yes, I would.
How many games did they win in 2023?
They won 10.
Exactly. Exactly. So what I'm saying is, if the last 5 or 6 ball game Aaron Rodgers shows up for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we have a good clean slate of health, we have a fighting chance. Because one thing we know about Mike Tomlin, whatever you want to say about Mike Tomlin, he's been able to win ball games within the AFC North with less than at the quarterback position. Yay or nay? Would you agree or no?
When you compare it to Lamar Jackson and Burrow, yes, I would say that.
I'm talking about AFC North competition. Mike Tomlin, regardless of who's been at quarterback, he's shown the ability to do what? Win against AFC North opponents, and that's what you want in terms of playoff aspirations. Now, like I said, that's too far-fetched to say, can we win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers? No, but I think we can get to the playoffs.
So that's the bar now. Just get to the playoffs and everything's hunky-dory, B-Mac. Just get in, get
no,
a chip.
No.
Get a chip and a chair and you're good to go.
Let's keep it real. Realistically speaking, guys, listeners, hear me out.
There's only
three teams. There's only three or four teams that honestly should have, I can get to a championship this year. There's only three or four. Philly, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. Realistically speaking, every other team, taper your expectations. And the reason why I say those four teams, with number one, they all got superstars at the quarterback position, and they've all shown the ability to win.
Do you think we got a better shot than Cincy?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes!
Oh my God. Oh my.
Okay, hear me out.
I watched them play in Week 18 here, and they've got a transcendent quarterback.
How long have they had a transcendent quarterback, and what have they done?
They went to a Super Bowl.
How many? Okay.
He went to Kansas City and beat Mahomes in his own barn.
Every dog gets a bone here or there, right?
Well, when are we going to get our bone? We haven't had one since 2016, B-Mac.
Well, dang it, Pony, we got six Sticky Lombardis in the building.
I know, but I wasn't even a thought in my mom and dad's mind when they won four of those. That's a long-ass time ago. That's 50-plus years now.
I understand that, but for you to compare Cincinnati to Pittsburgh, how dare you?
Of course not. Of course not all time. Yes, I agree. The history of the franchises, they couldn't be any different.
And as of late, who has a better winning record out of Zach Taylor and Mike Tomlin? Since Zach Taylor has been the head coach.
Oh, Tomlin does, because Taylor got there before and Ben Burrow got hurt and he had to play Jake Browning for 1.5 years.
Now we're making excuses. Okay, now we're making excuses about the quarterback. We can do the same thing about our quarterback.
I'm just saying this. You're the only person maybe in the world who thinks the Steelers have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl than the Bengals this year.
Okay, Lee, can I tell you my why?
We're having a nice talk. You can tell me all the whys you want.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my why. When it comes to coaching, we have a better coaching staff than Cincinnati. We have a head coach in Cincinnati. And now, when I say a lie, stop me and say, B-Mac, you're lying. Okay? That's number one. All right? So I just said, let's play this game.
Yep.
We have a better coaching staff, a better head coach than Cincinnati.
Close, but yes.
Okay, so you didn't say I was lying. We have a better defense than Cincinnati.
Yes.
We have a better special teams unit than Cincinnati.
Yes.
The only thing that Cincinnati has better than us is offense. That's it.
And it's not close.
That's you're right. It's not close. But last time
and
I
quarterback's
checked,
defense, not close either.
The defense comparison ain't close.
Well, let me ask you this: would you rather have the great quarterback or the great coach?
Give me the great coach.
Oh, come on! No, you do not believe that.
Okay.
Belichick
so
and Brady
question.
Answered that phone question it. For phone us all
it.
Time.
Phone it. How many great coaches have won championships without great quarterbacks?
Not many. That's why I say quarterback.
No. At the time, the quarterback won the championship.
Yes.
At the time. That's what I'm – now, listen to me. So we can go back to 2005. Second year Big Ben wasn't a great quarterback.
He looked that way. He looked that way in Denver and Indy, though, in that run. And Cincy
for
you guys.
No. I'm talking about second year Big Ben. Yeah. His trajectory, no question to say so. But at the time, was he considered a great quarterback?
No, he was. He looked like he was going to become one. But yes.
No. It's just yes. No.
I'll say no. Just to play along
okay.
here.
Okay. Who did we win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay. Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning at that time. When Peyton Manning was the Denver Broncos, was Peyton Manning a great quarterback at that time?
No.
Exactly. Did they win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Trent Dilfer, Baltimore Ravens.
Wait.
Was he a great quarterback?
No, you're right, but you're not arguing for great coaches. You're arguing for great defenses. You've named three of the all-time great defenses.
I'm arguing that great coaches, they coach the team. Every phase, a head coach has his handprints in every phase of those games. Bill Cowher had his hand in every
B-Mac,
face.
Do you even know who the Broncos coach was when they won the Super Bowl in 2015?
It was Fox.
Wrong. It was Gary Kubiak.
The head coach?
Yes.
I thought it was Fox.
Hey, you're so much fun. You're so good on CBS Sports HQ.
No question.
You're the man.
Hey.
Thank you, B-Mac.
Hey,
what?
Tony, always. Thank you.
Much love. There you go. Brian McFadden.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.